USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Ukrainian forces are still holding on as the Russian invasion continues into its 11th week. Cruise missiles were fired at Odessa and bombarded a steel plant in Mariupol, where civilians and Ukrainian fighters are believed to be housed. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is urging residents to heed the air raid sirens. That's because he is expecting Russian attacks to intensify as V-Day draws near. First Lady Jill Biden is in Romania as part of a four-day trip to Eastern Europe. She met with Ukrainian refugee students and their mothers at a school in Bucharest. Biden says she remains concerned about the next phase of the humanitarian crisis that keeps going on and on. Nearly 6 million Ukrainians have fled the country since the war began. Wall Street continuing its losing ways at the end of the week, with the Dow and S&P 500 losing a fraction of a percent. The Nasdaq lost 1.5%. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. Have you heard the latest about how vitamin D3 is essential to your health? A new peer-reviewed study showed mortality rates dropped dramatically if a COVID patient has healthy levels of vitamin D. Many studies showed it also helps with healthy weight management, but most Americans are clinically deficient in vitamin D3. Our favorite CBD company, Sons of Liberty CBD, has partnered with a brilliant team of scientists to bring an amazing new vitamin D product to market. Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray provides 15,000 IU daily. It tastes great. It's in your bloodstream instantly. Everyone should think about supplementation with Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray. Each bottle contains a 2-month supply and is small enough to take on a plane. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com. is offering a discount of 15% off every product forever when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get 15% off.